Blog Talk Radio.
Executive Director of Private Officer International. Welcome on this Sunday, the 28th day of March 2010. We are certainly glad that you have joined us for another edition of Private Officer Talk Radio. I'll tell you up front here, we may have some interruptions to the show as we are experiencing some severe weather moving into our metro region. We are under a severe thunderstorm and tornado watch. Unfortunately, it is that time of the year for this part of the U.S., and so if anything happens during the course of our show, we will re-record on a demand system later today, and you'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety, but we're hoping that all systems will be a go throughout the remainder of our program. Just wanted to give you a heads up, just in case you're listening, sitting there, and all of a sudden, everything goes quiet. But we certainly hope not. Today is Palm Sunday for the Christian nation and those who believe. Happy Palm Sunday. I can't believe that we're less than a week away, or we're actually about a week away, before Easter. It's already April time, just a few days, and we'll be in the month of April. It's just time is going by so quick this year. It's just hard to believe. Well, here in the Private Officer International offices and studio today, we have a lot going on, a lot of information crossing the wires as it always does. A lot of news to tell you about, and we're going to get right into our show today. If at any time you'd like to email us while we're on the radio show here live, you can certainly do that at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. We'd love to hear from you wherever you are around this great big world, and we have a lot of people who do write in. If you write to me while I'm on the air, or later on, if you're listening tonight or tomorrow, sometime this week, and you email me, I will send you a gift pack. Just remember to include your name and address so that the post office will be able to deliver it. Also, as we have been telling you for the last few weeks, if you'd like to submit news going on in your area, whether it be security or law enforcement specific, or something happening in your company, your agency, you certainly can do that. We'll be happy to make that announcement for you. Send it to us at radio@privateofficer.com. You can also send us your training events, whatever is happening maybe in your company that would be open to the public, or if you have other training events scheduled in your area that you're aware of, you can certainly send those in to us, and we will make those public knowledge. We will do all of that for you free of charge. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, and we will announce it for you free. In today's economy, you're not going to get much for that price. In fact, here in the metro area, we've noticed recently that pricing of food and gas is increasing substantially in the last few months, so free is definitely a bargain. Well, today we'd like to recognize one birthday that we're aware of, Mark Webster in Charleston, South Carolina. Happy birthday, Mark. We appreciate you being a listener and a member of the Private Officer International Association. Mark is a young man, 59 years old. And we'd like for you to join us in saying happy birthday to Mr. Webster, Captain Webster, as he likes to be called. This show is... I tell you, between those of us who are administrative personnel with the agency association and those of us who are announcing the show, we're over the hill. But welcome to the club, Mark. Also this week, we'd like to congratulate some more graduates of our online training program at Public Safety Training Institute. If you haven't heard, and we talk about it frequently, we have one of the best online training programs available for private security anywhere in the world. I will put our training up against anybody else's. I know that we'll come out the winner. But Sonia Watkins of Safford, Arizona, recently completed her certification in church security, and she's been awarded that designation of a certified church security officer. And Sonia, we congratulate you. We understand that you did quite well in the training and that you were at the top of the class. Michael Brighthouse in Oklahoma City just completed on Friday certification in the asset protection professional. Michael Brighthouse, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, out there in the midway part of the U.S. Congratulations, Michael, on your accomplishment. And Leonard Thompson in Fort Payne, Alabama. If y'all have ever heard of the musical group Alabama, that's where they are from, Fort Payne, Alabama, over on the Georgia border. Congratulations on your certification. As well, Leonard Thompson, Certified Asset Protection Professional. As we always say, and we will continue to say, training will always equate to money, as well as life-saving techniques and skills that you can use on your job every day. If you are interested in staying in this profession, if you are interested in preferring security over other professions, then you want to get as much education and training as possible because it will help you to further your career just like anyone else. I'm also involved in a number of other areas besides private officer, and in one of the other jobs that I have, professions, we have to have continued education units, CEUs, that we have to maintain in order to be certified. As a paramedic and a firefighter, we have to continue to have our training every month, every year, to maintain the designations and the credentials and the certifications. It's not just so that we can be licensed, it's so that we can be up on the latest techniques, the latest information, the latest training pertaining to our field. And that's the case with the security profession. It's not just sitting at the back door of a warehouse. It's not just sitting on post anymore. There's just so much more involved. We have a new article that will be released soon about the 5 levels of security. And I think when you read it, it'll be very enlightening to you because security is a very in-depth profession. It's not a single-layer profession, as many people believe. There's a lot more to it, and it's very in-depth. You can take this job, and you can go so many directions with it. But if you want to further your education in the professional security industry, then you need training, and we have one of the best programs. Today, because we believe in our training and because we believe in the education process and we believe that that's the only way that you will better yourself, that you will be better prepared, we are offering anyone, whether you're a member of the association or not, financial assistance for any of our online certification programs. If you are listening today and you are not a member, this will include you. If you are a member, you already have a discount included in your membership, $60 off any certification. So if you didn't know that, you do now. If you log in to the website and go to the training division. Whatever the price of a certification is, you have $60 off from that. If you are not a member, today we will give you a scholarship of $50 on any certification that we offer. We offer, I believe, 10 now, and we have a few more being added. So you also will be able to participate in the online training at a discounted rate. Just go to the website, check out the certifications, and email us at adminassist@privateofficer.com and let us know you're interested in the training, and you will be awarded a $50 scholarship. If you are listening to me today, if you are listening to me later this week, this month, on demand, we will make that scholarship available to you. And if you sign on for a training certification, we will also offer a discounted membership to the association to you, $10 off. All you have to do is send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will make those discounts available to you. All right, we have some more recognition to make you aware of. Some more awards have been given out throughout several different companies, and we'd like to congratulate Christina Murch. She is a member, an officer of the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. She is stationed at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. That's a very cold area, lots of snow out there. 24-year-old Officer Murch has just been given the Officer of the Year Award by the TSA. That's a very large award. And so we want to salute the 24-year-old young lady. According to the news release, the press release, she goes above and beyond her job, not only as she's screening passengers, but also to assist those in the terminal, those throughout the airport. She's continuously upgrading her training, and she's willing to do whatever it takes in the performance of her duties. So that's the kind of employee that I want working for me. That's who I want in my company. And I'm sure that the TSA is very, very proud of her. We are also. And we will also be sending her an award. In Birmingham, Alabama, we have Officer Bruce Turner, who was also given the Employee of the Month award for the month of February. He received this designation because of his willingness to go above and beyond the call of duty. And so, Officer Turner, we salute you as well. Couple of other notes. Our friends in England, Frank and Leslie Turvey, was featured a few days ago on the local radio station there. They did a radio interview about the security industry as it pertains to their hometown. And so that's congratulations on that. We will also have them on our upcoming show in about 2 weeks. We're going to be doing a special show with a panel of security owners from around the world, and we'll be telling you more about that in a few minutes. We'd also like to toot our own horn. The Private Officer Talk Radio was voted this week as one of the top favorite new internet shows. So congratulations to everyone who helps put this together, and we're going to continue working on getting this show more popular than ever. We are already being listened to around the world and here at the U.S., and we track the listeners, how many people are listening to us live and how many listen to our on-demand shows later on, and we're excited about the continual growth. and we are putting together some great, great shows coming up. And, you know, as we have more and more great shows and guests, we will extend our listenership even further. And so we're excited about that. As we were saying, we have a contract security show coming up in about 2 weeks. We will try to have it on a Sunday where more people can listen to it live. We will have panelists from both the West Coast and East Coast of the U.S., owners of their mid-size companies. We will have a minority security owner, which I'm very excited about working with this young man who is very experienced. He's here in the Atlanta metro area. We're going to have a owner from the New England area of the U.S. and Leslie and Frank from Blackpool, England will be on with us. So we're going to have a great panel. We're going to really open some eyes to this security industry, because a lot of people, including those who work for the industry, just don't understand what really happens behind the doors of the security company. It's not as big and profitable as you might imagine. There's a lot of restrictions and requirements, and we're going to be talking about that in the show. You will not want to miss this upcoming show. We also have a show coming up this week for you about nightclub security. One of our friends, associates, and an agent for the alcohol enforcement unit will be on our show talking about the dangers of the nightclub security arena, as well as the increasing crimes associated with nightclubs throughout the U.S. We also have a big announcement here about the retail and mall security aspect of the security industry. We have a new show we're putting together for that, because that is a much broader spectrum, a much larger area to cover, and we don't do it justice. And so we're going to be doing a show about retail and mall security, as well as putting together a new talk radio show specifically for loss prevention. So we're very excited about that upcoming aspect of Private Officer International. If you haven't already noticed, we have a lot of things going on here at the old Private Officer office, and our organization is growing in every direction that you can imagine. And we're here doing all of this for you, the private security officer, both those who might be members and those who are not. Kind of as a segue into that, I'd like to also tell you that we will be hiring here in the next few weeks. If you are looking for a position, we have some positions available. We are looking for area marketing managers who will market media. This is for our publications, our website, and our radio shows. You will be able to work from home, make your own hours, and if you have sales or marketing experience, send us your email and resume to adminassist@privateofficer.com. We are also looking for instructors on call, instructor one and two. We are looking for you. If you are interested in helping us design some new courses and you are a certified instructor in your particular area, please send us your information as well at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're also looking for someone to work on a flex schedule in the media services area of our company. We're looking for someone who is familiar with video graphics, setting up webinars, somebody who has audio, video, internet experience, because we are enhancing our website to include on-demand video training and we are setting up our member-only section of the website. It will be, within the next few days, it will be secured, and we will be emailing you your password if you are a member. And we will be talking more about that later on Wednesday, in the Wednesday show. But if you are an experienced internet guru and you have you meet those criteria and you have those experiences, send us your resume and email of interest as well. We're also recruiting a national membership director to help with recruiting new members throughout the country and working with chapter managers. If you have marketing and recruiting experience, we'd like to talk with you. So send us your information and the appropriate person will get back with you. So as you can see, we are growing rapidly and we need more assistance. And we need people who want to be part of this association, people who are wanting to help better the security industry. And if you are one of those, we'd love to talk with you. If you'd like to become an instant author, you can definitely do that very quickly and very simply. We are putting together a great book called Security in Motion. This book will be a compilation of many different security officers in person, in their words, writings of what has happened to them on the job. And my friends in Canada have sent us some really amazing stories. Our friends in numerous other places, Texas, California, Oregon, New York, Connecticut, Florida, many have written some great articles for this book. We want you to write articles, things that you have actually experienced, you or a coworker, while on duty. We don't want you to send us any training information or anything that is not a first-person article, but we invite you to write something that has happened to you, whether it be serious, like a burglary or a fire incident, or something funny. You may have been dealing with a person, you know, who did something very funny. These are one-time type incidents usually, and people would like to read about those. We'd like for you to send those to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. The book will be published later this year, hopefully in the fall. Books will be available at Amazon and numerous bookstores. You will also get a free copy of the book, and we are hoping to have a larger copy made and all of the authors sign the book and auction that off later this year. All proceeds will be going to the Private Officer Memorial Fund, which is extremely, extremely important because we have thousands of security officers injured here in the U.S. and thousands more around the world. We have hundreds of security officers killed around the world, and we have 70 to 100 killed here locally in the U.S. every year. So we want to reach out to as many people as possible, and without funding, without money, obviously we can't do that. Rather than come to you and beg and plead for your donations, we came up with this option, this idea, which I think is excellent. It gives you a chance to contribute. It doesn't cost you any money, just a little bit of your time, and we hope that you will participate. Send us your stories at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're also working on the Hall of Fame. We've mentioned this numerous times now. If you or someone you know has been involved in something that you consider worthy to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, please send a submission to us. The person who is being submitted should be someone who has career accomplishments, someone who has maybe done something that is worthy of valor, someone who has, you know, maybe laid down their own life to protect and serve their clients, the industry. You can submit their name, their position, the reason for the submission, and give an example of why they are worthy of being nominated for this industry Hall of Fame, and send it to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Please include your name, phone number, and email address. Also, we're going to be announcing the quarterly awards on April the 25th. So again, if you or someone you know has been involved in a good arrest, a good apprehension, we just had a few days ago several security officers who went into a burning building and rescued several people, and they definitely will be considered for the quarterly awards. Send us your information at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Both the Hall of Fame inductions and the quarterly awards will be announced April the 25th. We have a lot going on that day. April 25th is a very special day to me. I'm not going to tell you why, but it is. And so we are going to make a big day out of that, and you won't. Send your submissions for either the quarterly award or the Hall of Fame to adminassist@privateofficer.com. Well, we are all over the internet, as we often tell you. We can be found everywhere. If you would like to join our forums and network with security officers from around the world, you can certainly do that by going to privateofficer.ning.com. You can also go to, if you are a Facebook person, you go to Facebook/privateofficer.com. You can follow us at Twitter. We tweet several times a week. You can tweet us back at Twitter/privateofficer. And you can follow our news at privateofficernews@wordpress.com, which that will be changing soon. We will be having our own news publishing service set up within the next few weeks, and we will let you know more about that coming up soon. If you'd like to see the security news happening around the world, you can go to World Security News at Private Officer, World Security News at WordPress.com. And you can read all of those news articles every day right there. Like to begin to remind you, if you're not already familiar, last year was our inaugural year for the International Private Officers Memorial Week. Last year was our first week celebrating a week-long remembrance of private security personnel who were killed in the line of duty. This year, we will be doing it again. It will be the third week of September. We'll be announcing the dates and the program and the events in a upcoming show very soon, as well as sending out an email blast to everyone who's on our email system. By the way, if you have your email address with us, and it's not current, we'd like for you to send us your current email address. We often have times when people sign up for news, blast, or get on the email list, and then they change their email address, which happens frequently, and we send out emails, and of course they just come back to us. So if you'd like, if you do have an email address that's been recently updated, please send it to us so that we can update our records. If you'd like to have your email address in our system and you want to be notified of all the news or upcoming events, please send us your email. You can go to privateofficer.com and click on the action form and send it to us that way, or you can just send us a quick email at adminassist@privateofficer.com and we will get that in the system. But in September, The third week is the week that we have set up to recognize internationally all private security officers killed in the line of duty. We have had numerous proclamations issued last year, and we are asking that you contact your local politicians, your local form of government, and see if they won't issue a proclamation and recognize this week as well. We will be sending out more information in the next few weeks, and we hope that you'll participate in the events coming up to recognize those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. No greater love has any man than to lay down his life for another. And so we hope that you'll recognize and you'll help celebrate this worthy cause coming up in September. Unfortunately, today, as we almost always do, we have some security officer deaths to tell you about. And this is a very unfortunate segment of the show, but it is reality. It is the fact of life when you are in uniform, when you are working in public safety, when you are in law enforcement, people are killed in the line of duty. We have a security officer in the New Orleans, Louisiana area who was shot and killed. We cannot release his name yet because we're waiting for confirmation, but it happened on Friday night, early Saturday morning. We're waiting for that information. It is often hard to get confirmation because here in the U.S. there is a law called HIPAA. No hospital or medical facility can release information now unless your family, unless the person has given prior consent. And many police agencies will not release the name until they know that all of the family has been notified and that they're not going to be giving any information to that would give away what they know. And so it's sometimes very hard to confirm our in the line of duty deaths and injuries, but we do the best we can. Also in East St. Louis, Illinois, a security officer working for the East St. Louis at the train station died early Saturday while on duty. 55-year-old Lamont Reed. Lamont Reed died while on duty. I'm sure that there'll be a coroner's request. The coroner's will probably do an autopsy and find out what happened. It may have been a heart attack. We don't know. Lamont Reed was also a 20-year veteran of the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department. He was working at the Metrolink station on his second job. So our hearts go out to his family, and we hope that they will be well with this. Also, we've had several police officers killed in the line of duty. St. Louis, Missouri, a rookie police officer was pursuing a burglary suspect. Officer David Haynes, just 27 years old, a recently married officer, was involved in a pursuit. His lights and sirens going. Police say that he was killed in a four-vehicle crash. And that's a problem we have here. I'm sure it's the same problem everywhere. People do not yield to the lights and sirens. I have it myself on one of my other jobs. People just don't care these days. Lights and sirens, and people just keep on driving. The law in the U.S. is when you see or hear an emergency vehicle with lights and sirens, you're supposed to yield. That means pull over. They just don't do it. Also in South Carolina, State Trooper Corporal Kevin Cusack was killed on Saturday. 45-year-old Trooper Cusack was on the way to a call. He was also involved in a car accident. He was a 21-year veteran of the South Carolina Highway Patrol. And Our condolences to his family and to the troopers in his post. In Greenville, Tennessee, a police sergeant who was returning from duty was killed by his son. Sergeant Roger Self was shot and killed in his home by his son, 18-year-old Ethan Self. Co-workers, other police officers, found him after he did not report for his shift, which was very unusual. Here in the U.S., we're really having a problem, epidemically, I believe, of children killing their parents. We've always had this situation, but in the past years, a few years, it seems to be really getting out of hand. Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know what we can do about it. But it's definitely something that's on the rise. Sergeant Self was loved among his coworkers, and from what we have heard, he was a very quiet man, a gentle officer who loved his job. He loved to come to work and serve the public, and he will be missed, according to Sheriff Burns in Greenville, Tennessee. A security officer in England was shot a few days ago during a robbery. Police say that this is very unusual because, of course, most people are not armed in England, in the UK. The security officer was shot during a robbery, and constables and law enforcement are investigating. Even law enforcement officers don't carry weapons there. We'll be talking about that in our upcoming program about private security. We'll be talking to our friends there in England about this and find out, you know, why they're not allowed to carry firearms. I don't think they can even carry taser guns. It's unfortunate that you're protecting the public, you're protecting your client, but you can't defend yourself. I read an article just yesterday where, you know, a robbery was taking place here in the U.S. The security officer was unarmed. The client did not want an armed guard. Luckily, a patron of the location was armed, and he was able to take actions against this armed robber. So it's unfortunate, but in some cases, security personnel just are not armed, and we're going to be talking about that on the upcoming show in a couple of weeks, and we'll get more about that. Atlanta, Georgia, two people were arrested after a shooting at a downtown nightclub. A security officer was shot in the back during a disturbance. Luckily, police were able to arrest the two suspects. 12 shots were fired in this brawl that broke out in the parking lot. The security officer will be okay, recovering at Grady Hospital in Atlanta, here in the metro area. Also making news this week in Greenville, South Carolina, police say that a fight broke out at a nightclub off the interstate. Security officers got involved, and Joseph Kalua of the Greenville metro area in South Carolina was killed by the security officers during the fight. Police say that the man became violent, resisting security. He died of a strangulation, pressure to the neck, and unfortunately, the security officers may face criminal charges in this death because of unreasonable force. We don't know, but we will be following the story because, you know, many times, especially in the nightclub environment, people become very violent towards security. And it's not one of those situations where you can fight or flight. You can't just run away in these situations. Sometimes you have no choice but to defend yourself, and this seems to be the case, but we will be following it up. Trenton, New Jersey, security officers working for the school system staged a sick out on Friday. They called out. 85 security officers failed to show up for work because they wanted to go to a board meeting about the budget. Here in the U.S., as I'm sure is the case in the U.K. and Canada and around the world, the economy has taken a toll on private security and law enforcement budget. And the security officers were upset that some of them may be losing their jobs because of budget cuts, and they went to the board meetings and showed great force in the meeting, and they staged a sick out to protest any cuts that may be coming their way. We've experienced that here in the metro Atlanta area, Charlotte, Nashville, Tennessee, and other areas. Security officers are being cut. And we'll be talking to our friends on the East Coast and West Coast, owners of security companies, about that subject as well, about how it's affecting them, if the economy has hurt them or helped them. And in some cases, we know that it actually has helped them because many law enforcement agencies have been cutting their budget, laying off police officers, cutting services. And in some cases, this has been a good thing for private security because they have been hired to take over the slack, to provide the security coverage, the patrols that were once being done by law enforcement. In fact, we know of about 5 cities here in the U.S. and several locations in the U.K. and Canada who have hired private security to patrol their town, to patrol neighborhoods. And so in some ways, the downturn of the economy has helped private security. But we'll be talking more about that with those security owners, security company owners, in about 2 weeks. In Salt Lake City, Utah, a security officer at the Capitol Theater noticed a fire and during a show. Flames were quickly going up the stage and the curtains, and he responded quickly, grabbing 2 fire extinguishers. He contained the fire until firefighters could arrive on the scene. And that was excellent work. Excellent work. And we'll be sending him a commendation for that speedy work that he did and help saving people because there was a play going on at the time. It was a theater full of people, and it could have been dramatically different had he not responded quickly. And so it was a great job. Memphis, Tennessee. A Memphis City School security officer has been arrested. He's been charged with rape of a high school student. Police say that while he was on duty, he had sex with an underage person here in the U.S. If they are under 18 in most cases, 16 in some states, it is statutory rape. Police have arrested Antonio Matthews and charged him with the rape of the student. In Roanoke, Virginia, a shootout of sorts at the Valley View Mall. A mall security officer opened fire on a fleeing vehicle, shooting at it several times. Police believe that the driver of the vehicle had been involved in a theft at the mall, but they are investigating, and there is a very good possibility that this security officer will also face criminal charges because that was unreasonable force. And that's why we do shows and we talk and we write about the use of force all of the time, because security officers still are not getting the message. There are only very limited times, very few times when you can use lethal force, deadly force. And this does not appear to be one of those times, because when the car is fleeing, you are not in imminent danger. The car is going. And so I don't know what the outcome will be, but we will be following this story as well, because to me it doesn't seem like it was reasonable. And it's very unusual that mall security officers are armed here in the U.S. And so it's a story that we're definitely going to be keeping eyes on, and we'll let you know as we get more information. In St. Paul, Minnesota, at the Mall of America, the Mall of America is the biggest mall here in the U.S., Dakota Ray Kohler Lander, who was free on $5,000 bond after being arrested for rape, fell to his death. Police say that he was at the mall and he was armed with a knife. When security officers approached him, he either fell or jumped to escape security, and he died after falling four stories. The investigation is open as to why he fell or if he jumped, but we'll see. Wilmington, North Carolina. This is a very interesting story in North Carolina. Wilmington is a coastal city. 70-year-old Charles Lee Sparks, who had escaped from the Florida prison system, was on the run for 27 years. No one, nowhere, no how was the wiser of. They didn't know where he was for 27 years. Police say he was captured because he had changed his names after the escape. He assumed the name of a person who was dead, and he went to the Social Security Administration to apply for some benefits in that dead man's name, and that's how they nabbed him. He was serving a 20-year prison sentence for trafficking in drugs. He served 2 years before escaping. Now it looks like he'll be spending the rest of his life in prison. I don't know if that's justice or not, but more than 400 Florida fugitives have been captured since 2007, according to the press release, because of a new program that they have initiated in the recovery of fugitives who have escaped. This has happened a number of times here in recent months, where prisoners who have escaped have been on the lam for 15, 20, 30 years, and now in their old age, they're being captured and brought back to serve the term of their prison sentence, which almost always is a death sentence, because at that age, 70 years old, you know, the man might have a year or two or three, maybe five, but he'll probably die, unfortunately, in the prison system. That's another show in itself, and I guess we'll let the justice system do what they think is best. If you would like to call and talk about anything today, we're going to open up the phone lines to you. I know many of you don't like to call. You like to at 347 area code 426-3807. Again, that area code is 347-426-3807. Let me give it to you one more time. Area code 347-426-3807. Love to hear from you. Call now. Talk about anything relating to what we've been talking about or something that's happening in your area. Become part of the show. In the remaining time that we have left, I want to talk a little bit about security officer ethics, professional ethics. I know that as a private security person, oftentimes people just feel like it's just another job, no different than working at McDonald's, no different than working at your local grocery store, the supermarket. And so who cares? Who cares if we're professional? Who cares if we're honest? Who cares if we steal a little bit of this or a little bit of that? It's not going to hurt our employer. It's not going to hurt the client. Unfortunately, it does hurt not only you, your employer, your client, but it hurts the industry as a whole. And whenever a police officer, a teacher, a security professional is arrested, whenever they're accused of committing a crime, it hurts all of us. There's a saying in law enforcement, behind the blue, and when you injure it, when you cause negative publicity, when you're arrested, when you do something that you shouldn't, the blue becomes black and blue. It's injured, it's damaged. So far, in the last 7 months, here in the U.S., and unfortunately, I can't really speak much about around the world because, frankly, we just don't get the information from some areas as easily as we do here in the U.S. We research it and we try. We're always looking at the news releases from around the world, but in some places, it's just not issued. It's not quick. But here in the U.S., so far in the last 7 months, 61 private security officers have been arrested in the performance of their duty somewhere while on the job for one thing or the other. I just told you about one in Memphis, Tennessee, who was arrested for rape while on the job. A few weeks ago, I told you about another security officer who was arrested in Memphis, Tennessee, also, unfortunately, while working as a loss prevention agent. He also was arrested for sexually molesting a female on the job in the office. This brings negative harm to the industry. If you are working in the private security sector or any job, it doesn't matter what it is you're doing, teachers, law enforcement, firefighters, accountants, or you're a bagger at the grocery store, it doesn't matter. What you do and how you do it not only affects you, but everyone who's connected to your industry, everyone who wears the security uniform is affected every time a security officer is arrested. People look at you and they treat you differently. They think about you differently. We're working in an industry that already has negative connotations, already has negative publicity, already has negative marks against. We don't need anyone else damaging the industry that we've chosen to make a career. And so as a private security officer, I often hear people say, well, I'm just making $7, $8, $9 an hour. So what if I stole a few things? So what if a friend of mine clocked in for me and I wasn't there because I was taking my child to the doctor, but I got paid for it? So what if this happened? So what if I'm sleeping on the job? Just recently here in the U.S., at a nuclear site, undercover media reporters caught several security officers sound asleep on perimeter point that could easily be accessed by anybody. Instead of doing his job, instead of doing their job, they were asleep. Well, guess what? The next day, on the headlines, in the headlines of the national media here, a picture of those two security officers asleep appeared. If you're working in the private security industry or any industry, what you do has a great effect on everyone else working in that profession. Everyone is affected. It's not just you. So, regardless of your, if you're part-time, full-time, regardless of your intentions of whether you're going to make it a career or not make it a career, it doesn't really matter. Do the job the best you can. Be honest. Be ethical. Don't cheat your employer. Don't cheat your client. Don't steal from them. Don't sleep on the job. You're putting people at risk, not only you, but you're putting everyone that you're securing, everyone that you're in charge of their safety and security at risk. A while back, a security officer working at an automotive dealership was sound asleep. 3 o'clock in the morning, firefighters woke him up by pounding at the door, breaking glass, because one of the buildings at the dealership was on fire. The security officer who had been hired to protect the place was sound asleep. He didn't know. He could care less. He was sleeping. He could have died in that fire had a passerby not noticed it and notified the fire department. When we're working, regardless of how much we're making per hour, that's an argument that people always give me. Well, I'm only making this and that per hour. I'm minimum wage. I'm barely making it. I'm sorry about that, but you chose that profession. You chose that job. No one held a gun to your head and said, all right, you have to be a security guard tonight or I'm going to shoot you. Nobody said that. Nobody's holding you hostage. Nobody made you take that security job. No one made you take the job at McDonald's. No one made you take the job at the supermarket, at the Walmart. Whatever job you do, do it ethically, honestly, to the best of your ability. You owe that to your employer, regardless of how much you're being paid, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of your surrounding. Be an upright person. People will always remember you for who you are by the way you are. Let me say that again. People will always remember who you are by the way you are. They'll always remember that you were a funny person, that you were a good person, that you were a helpful person, that you were a kind person, because those were the attributes that you portrayed. Those are the things that you were. Or they'll always remember that you were dishonest, that you were always trying to get one over on, that you were always thinking of how to steal or how to lie or how to get over on the next person. In our profession, we're hired to protect and serve, no different than law enforcement. We've got to do it to the best of our ability. We have to be honest and upright and ethical every day, every shift, every hour, regardless of what others are doing around us. That's what's going to make us a better industry. That's what's going to make us a better person. And so if you're wearing the badge, even though it may say security, if you're wearing the uniform and you've been hired to protect your client, your customer, do it in an honorable way. And you will always be remembered as an honorable person. Thank you for joining me today. We hope that you will be safe and blessed this week. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining me. God bless and have a great week.